Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Barbie Heck from the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be talking some exciting things that are coming up for the Chamber. So Barbie, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us.
Hi Aiden, thank you so much for having me.
So kind of the first thing we wanted to hit on during this conversation is you're doing your monthly luncheon is coming up pretty soon here.
Yes.
And it's a topic that's really exciting. It's an AI training.
Right.
So can you just go a little more into depth on what that might entail for people?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about it. Optima Web Solutions is doing an AI training on Thursday, September 19th at noon at Price Chapel. Price Chapel has great tech, so it's a good spot to do that. So like I said, Optima Web Solutions, we're going to be spotlighting Carbon Medical Service and Step One Service. And then the community spotlight is the Prehistoric Museum. RSVP by Friday, September 13th, if you can. If not, if it's the week of the luncheon, still call me. We usually try to have a few spots open. So the cost is $18 for chamber members and $25 for non-members. 611 West Price River Drive is the address, and the telephone number at the chamber office is 435-637-2788. So if you have any questions at all, just give me a call. I'm happy to help.
It's really exciting. These luncheons are always big hits for the local businesses, and that price discount you talk about, that's a big benefit of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Right, right.
And then also coming up for you guys, you have your golf tournament coming up, and that's always a big hit around the area.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's a two-day tournament. It's October 4th and 5th this year. October 4th, that Friday, it'll be scheduled tee times rather than a shotgun start on Friday. So we'll have tee times from noon until about 4, possibly 4:30, depending on how many teams sign up. And then on Saturday morning, it'll be a shotgun start. So you sign up a team and you can choose whether they golf on Friday or golf on Saturday. Lunch is provided on both days. And then the raffle and the winner will be announced on Saturday. So Friday, you'll just turn in your scorecard, and then the winners will be announced on Saturday. The raffle, you don't have to be present to win, but the proceeds for the raffle will benefit the nurses' banquet this year. So that will take place on December 4th. And we always give lots of cash prizes to either the first responders or the nurses. This year it's nurses' banquet. So the proceeds for the raffle will go to the nurses' banquet. So support the raffle, even if you can't support the golf tournament. But we'd love to see you out there. It's a lot of fun. You can buy licorice rope. You can buy mulligans. The lunch in both days, like I said, and it's so much fun. So please, if you have any questions at all, there's still time to be sponsor, still time to sign up your team, and still time to donate prizes to the raffle too. So let me know how I can help, please.
Now let's talk a little bit about that raffle. How can people buy tickets to participate in the raffle?
Yeah, so you can just call me at the office. Any of our chamber board members have raffle tickets that they're selling, or you can call me in the office. You can purchase them over the phone. I'm happy to fill them out for you. I'll take a picture once they're all filled out, and I'll send it to you.
And then let's move on to the topic. The other day you had your board meeting.
Yes.
Those are always good chances to kind of group together as a board, talk about what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce. But it's an interesting time of the year because a lot of positions are going up for election. So let's kind of talk about that for a second.
Right. So at our board meeting on Thursday, we had several of our board members were up for re-election, and two of our board members have decided not to run for re-election. So we have two open positions. We'll be sending out an email next week to chamber members to make nominations. And then if the nominees accept the nomination, then we'll do interviews and we'll have an election in October to fill those two positions.
And then if there's a business that's interested in joining the chamber, what do they need to do to become a member?
Well, we actually just redid our website thanks to Buskin Production. He did a fantastic job. So go to carboncountychamber.net and check it out. What a great job Buskin did. But also, if you click on membership in one of the upper tabs, then you'll find out everything you need to know about the different levels of membership. But we'd love to have you. And one of the things that we do for our members, among other things, is we advertise on social media. So if you have an event, if you have a sale, or if you're trying to get the word out to your customers, we can help you with that too. So please, if you have any questions about the luncheon, about the golf tournament, about nominations for the board or chamber membership, I'm happy to help. Give me a call at 435-637-2788 or go to our website at carboncountychamber.net.
Well, Barbie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I can't think of a thing. Give me a call. If you have any questions, I'm happy to help.
Well, Barbie, it's always a pleasure. Again, that was Barbie Heck, and we were talking about the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, their upcoming luncheon, their upcoming golf tournament, as well as some other items. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.